Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's call. We are on our integration week for Buddhas and Butterflies. We're wrapping up houses 3 and 4, which means for the next 2 months after this, we'll be diving into houses 5 and 6. I'll talk a little bit about those when we get going with those next week. Next week, we start at the same time as this call. We start at 9 a.m. again. We're going to do 9 a.m. Mountain Time, 9 a.m. Calgary, Alberta time. We're going to do two back-to-back 9 a.m. calls just to get us back on our what was supposed to be our regular routine in the schedule of doing the first session of every new set at a 9 a.m. call. And in part, that means it actually makes sense for the dental work that I've lined up in December. So I'm just reorienting us this way. We got staggered at our 9 a.m. and 4 p.m.s with a another time, not another time, another session, which there was a week off there. So I'm just getting us back on track by doing 2 9 a.m.s in a row, and most of that's self-serving on my side, so again I can make some December appointments happen. Okay. All right, gang, we're gonna pop into some music here shortly, so I'm gonna invite you to get comfy cozy on your mats. You may be seated for this practice. In particular, seated works well if you've got anything health-wise going on, if you've got any extra complications in terms of maybe you've just had a head injury, or there's an issue with just having had eye surgery or things along those lines, if you've had a recent heart event. Also in here could be, for instance, that you're in your earlier stages of a pregnancy or anything along those lines. So there's a wide array of reasons why people might choose to breathe in a more seated position. And you can also do it just to give yourself a different orientation and an experience. So if you want to explore it, feel free to give that a go and just see what happens for you. Okay. I'm gonna invite you to take a moment to call to mind your intention for the journey today. And just beginning to imagine that you could feel your intention happening here and now. If your intention was true in this precise moment, what would it feel like? What would it seem to be like? Then I'm going to invite you to connect the breath into that. We're going to use our usual connected breath with vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. I'm going to invite you to open up the mouth just to the point of a mild stretch. In the inhale phase, there's a little bit of energy, there's a little bit of vibrancy, it's a little bit of effort, almost like you would be lifting up your hand against gravity. And on the exhale, it's completely surrendered. No effort whatsoever, air leaving a balloon, nothing required to do on the exhale. Vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale, and we'll take out the pause. Taking out the pause at the top and the bottom of the breath. Just as that inhale ends, the exhale begins. Just as the exhale ends, the inhale begins. Thank you, Creator, for this opportunity to gather here today with my friends. And thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen, who gather here with us. We give thanks for the journey, the opportunity to learn, the opportunity to bear witness to any insights and awarenesses that meet our way in alignment with all that we're exploring. We ask that it be of service to not just ourselves, but our family, our ancestors, our lineage. And may it be in service to this world as a whole. Thank you to the earth, the sky, the fire, the water. We give thanks for the earth's nourishment, holding us and grounding us. We give thanks to the sky's remembrance of what it is to be open, to soar above, to vastly rise. We give thanks to the fire's capacity to see just beyond the unseen, to light our way, to guide us. And thank you to the water, taking us to the very core of our emotions, our consciousness, our capacity to flow and be fluid in this life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Blessings on your journey. Every breath, a sweet remembrance and a reminder all that you are experiencing in this moment may be connected to something that happened back then. And that may not be happening right now. Breathing. Every breath an opportunity to remind yourself that every experience, every sensation, everything that's coming through in this moment may simply be connected to something in your past. And you can check that out by noticing. Open up your eyes every now and then. Check out your environment. Is that happening right here and now? And amongst that, check out what's happening in this body. As you breathe into your intention, what do you notice unfolding inside of you? What's alive in this moment? Sensations, memories, images, the feelings, the thoughts, the sounds, the smells, the tastes. And what is it to just simply welcome whatever's here with curiosity? With curiosity. With the innocence of a little one exploring their world for the very first time. I wonder what's here. I wonder what's here. And if you're open to exploring amongst all of that, a little bit of movement, I invite you just to bring your elbows to the ground. If you're seated, that'll be just in alignment with your shoulders. Bring your elbows to the ground, hands above, and press back. Press back slowly, lightly, and just check out what happens in your body, in your mind. And release and come back and do that really slowly just a few more times. Keeping your head on the ground, pressing back with your shoulders. And just notice what happens as I also add in these words. Get off my back. Get off my back. Get off my back. Doing a few rounds of that elbow movement that you'll feel actually going through your whole upper back, potentially even down into the chest heart space as you open up through that area. And as we work amongst all these different layers of the body, simply greeting whatever arises here. Get off my back. And when that's complete, give that a little shake out, give that a little wiggle woggle, give that a little shake out, wiggle woggle. And make a little bit of sound. If there's another sound that comes through, feel free to honor that. Let's do that one more time. Making a little bit of sound here. Invitation to one more time, just give that a little wiggle woggle, shake shimmy, etch a sketch that on out. And in your own timing, coming back to the breath. Vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. greeting whatever's arising here with space. Whatever's arising, asking if it has the capacity to allow space to meet it. Offering as much space as you can and asking whatever's arising, does it have space for it to be met with? Does it have space for you to meet it with? Even more space. Invitation here. Invite your breath to open the spaces that feel a little bit tight, a little bit armored, a little bit unseen. Invite your breath to help you open up those spaces that feel a little bit tight, armored, unseen. Every place that feels just a little bit grippy, a little bit tense, tight, a little bit wound. The invitation to imagine the breath as light moving in through these open spaces, and the breath itself opening up the space a little bit more and bringing in even more light. The breath opening the space and bringing in just a little bit more light here. And just for now, this doesn't need to make sense to the mind. Just for now, this doesn't need to make sense or add up. Trusting the breath to carry what words can't. Trusting the breath to go into these spaces where words just simply can't be offered in a meaningful way. Trusting the very vibration that's carried on the back of the breath. Feste me, feste me. And those parts that are in pain, that are suffering, that have a sense of even like really deep, dark challenge present to them in whatever way that's showing up. What is it to honor them, letting them know, I see your hurts. I see your hurt. I see your pain. I see all that you've been carrying here. And I'm here with you. I'm here with you. I'm not turning away this time. I'm not turning away this time. I'm right here with you. I'm right here with you. Breathing, feeling. Right here with you, breathing and feeling all. Thank you for sharing me. Thank you for showing me. I welcome even more. I welcome even more. And I'm here. I won't turn a blind eye. I'm right here with you. Through all your aches and pains. I'm here now. I'm sorry I wasn't before. I'm so sorry for not being there earlier. And I'm here with you now. I humbly beg permission to begin again. Thank you for trusting me by showing up in the language you speak. Thank you for trusting me by showing up in the language you speak. And however it did show up, emotion, thought, sensation, I invite you to speak that language back to it. I invite you to speak that same language right back to it. If it spoke in sensations, see if you can mimic those same sensations back. If it spoke in emotion, what is it to hold space, to be with that emotion, to grieve with it, to be angry with it, whatever emotion it was, meeting it, speaking it right back to it. If it was an image, offering imagery back, speaking its language, letting it know in this way that you're willing to understand just a little bit deeper. And notice what happens. Like, is it received in its own language? I'll be right here with you. I'll be right here with you. I'll be right here. Just want to let you know, amongst it all, it's not too much. It's not too much. Here to receive you as you are. I'm here to receive you as you are. It's not too much. You're welcome here. You're welcome here exactly as you are. you're open to it, I'm going to invite you to wrap your arms all the way around those shoulders, giving each hand a spot on your shoulder and giving it just a little bit of a rub. Give yourself just a little bit of movement through the upper shoulders, upper back. And then you may just begin to slowly move your elbows side to side, keeping them together right where they are in front of your heart space. Moving them slowly side to side. See how slow you can go. And breathe into all the nooks and crannies and spaces that are here, opening up. And as you do, offering them as much gentleness, tenderness, softness. These parts that are here are likely craving just that. So if you've got space for it, offering them as much tenderness, gentleness, softness, loving presence. Staying here as long as feels right for you. That might be for this next whole song. That might be for the next few breaths, might be for the rest of the session. See what feels right for you. And amongst that all, what is it to be held? What is it to be held? and feel free to stay right where you are. And option as well is taking now one hand to heart space, one hand to belly. One hand to heart space, one hand to belly. And imagine that on every inhale, you can begin to just expand a little bit more. Every exhale, releasing, surrendering even deeper into the body. Inhaling expansion, exhaling surrender inside of you. Noticing the conversations between your hands and your body. Offering presence and care amongst all that it's feeling. Amongst all that it's sensing. Amongst all that's coursing through. In these moments, I can't help but wonder, is there really a difference between body and mind right now? Is there really even a difference between body and mind right now? Imagine now yourself going deep into the interior of the body, deep into wrestling, into its very core. Being held in the stillness. And slowly bringing your attention from the core, slowly bringing your attention from the core out to the outer perimeter of the body. Letting your attention, your awareness, graze over the outer perimeter in all directions simultaneously, drinking in the fullness of this body mind. Letting your attention go outward to the space in this room that you find yourself in. And now we're just a little bit more fully now into the neighboring houses, the neighboring buildings, into the fullness of the neighborhood itself, out and beyond now through the cities, out to the very edges of the city, the town, the village, wherever you may be. And out to the neighborhood, towns, villages, cities, through the various provinces, states, out past the various continents, the oceans. Out through into the very planet itself. Out into the solar system of all the planets. Out into the Milky Way. Out past into all the other star systems and solar systems, known and unknown. And without the words, guiding yourself back in, all the way back until you land in your body. All the way back until you land in your body. All the way back to the very core of your body. And then on your own timing, what is it to pulse all the way back out, all the way back out, and then all the way back in again, honoring your own timing. Doing that two times, pulsing out and in your own timing. pulsing in your own way, whatever feels right for you. And linking it to the very breath. As you explore what it is to be a multi-dimensional human being, part of this multiverse. Coming to rest, dropping the practice of the breath. Thank you to all that came through. Thank you, Creator, for this opportunity to gather here today. Thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen. We ask that this journey live on through its insights, its learnings, its awarenesses in beautiful ways that may be in service to this world as a greater whole. We give thanks to the medicine here within each and every breather. We are richer for being here together. And thank you, thank you, thank you to the earth, the air, the sky, the fire, the water. Thank you for the waves of life that course through us all. And thank you to the wave of the pulse of the beats of life itself. Om. Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Continue to rest here. Thank you. Honoring your own timing when you're ready, just beginning to wiggle fingers and toes, deepening the breath. Welcoming any yawns, they help to signal state changes. And giving yourself even a little bit of a stretch. Whatever way feels good for your body. When you're ready, rolling to one side or the other. And bringing yourself to seated. Those of you listening to the recording, you're welcome to reach out to share your experiences of anything that's processing through for you. Thank you for being here as you are, and thank you for carrying the medicine that's deep and rich within you. Om. Wishing you a beautiful rest of your day and your week ahead, and I look forward to next week at the same time. For those of us live on the call, I'm going to stop the recording here.